You just think we just, you know, whatever happens, we just shit another player. All right, and everything's going to be perfect. All of our fans think that. You all think that. That's what you write about.
You don't want to be here. There's a specific reason. Not really. You know, I think we did a poor job recruiting. If guys are coming in and immediately walking out the door because it was something different than what they thought it would be. We lied to them during recruiting, or we sold them on a dream that wasn't true.
Yeah, you know, right now we have the atmosphere of a JC softball game. You know, I mean, that's what we are, a JC softball team. As long as, you know, it's not whether you win or lose. It's like the team that wins is the one that has the most fun. You know, that crap like that. You know, all this stuff that's contaminated America, where they give every kid a trophy and they don't keep score in Little League anymore.
As we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless football team that nobody in the SEC wants to play.
Now, that's also a second in the West, baby.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I don't like it. It's the only time we're ever getting excited about second. From now on, it's first, okay?
All I want to do is fucking eat. I want you to eat. I want you to eat. I want you to want this shit. Do you want it? Do you want it? Show me.
But you just did it again.
Welcome in to the latest edition of That SEC Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. I go by SEC Mike on Twitter. And I'm joined, as always, by my cousin Shane, who goes by Big Orange Vols on Twitter. What are you up to, you big quarantine Tennessee homer?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, Shane, as you can tell, as we can all tell, if we're stuck at home, working from home, or whatever, you know, you're spending so much time with your family, there's just not a ton going on around the league here, and it's, it's a slow, slow time for SEC content, and it's kind of breaking my heart.
Yeah, no, it does suck. This is Oh, man, this is a tough stretch. I don't think we've ever been through anything like this, quite comparable. You know, we go through some dead periods, but, man, this one right here, I don't know how to feel about it just yet. This may be something we talk about years in the future. You remember that one season when we did this and did that?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's what we're doing. And yeah, just stay inside. You know, that's what they're saying, man. Just stay safe, stay in your bubble. And wait to storm out, and then we'll be able to get back on normal track here. I'd like to get back to college football. I don't know about you, Mike, but that's what I'm ready for.
Of course, man. And so we're sitting around thinking about what to talk about here, and Shane and I came up with a little idea here. I thought this would be kind of entertaining for the listeners here, but what we're going to do for this one, because like I said, there's just nothing going on, Shane and I are going to draft an all-time SEC team, where I'm going to do a team, he's going to do a team, and once a player's off the board, the other person can't select him. So, and this isn't necessarily fantasy. Like, we're not trying to rack up fantasy points. What we're kind of, the way I'm looking at this is, if my team met Shane's team on the field with all these players in their prime, who's going to come out ahead on game day? So, you ready for a little all-SEC fantasy team, Shane?
Absolutely, Mike. And, you know, this, again, I want to preface this this list. This isn't like from the 60s and the 50s. I mean, if Mike wants to pick some of those old cats, that is perfectly fine. But we're talking about if these guys met up in their prime in college football, who would win? We all have done this. If you've played video games at some point, you know, if you're playing Madden, you do that, you know, that franchise and you guys draft and, you know, it usually goes good for about 10, 11 rounds and then it drifts off there at the end, you know. So we're going to try to keep this light and fun and entertaining. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure my team's going to kick your team's ass when it's all said and done, Mike.
Yeah.
Can we do it like a thing, like if we put it up so people can vote which team would win?
Absolutely. That's the plan. Right. So we're going to throw this out there, let people comment. I mean, I'm sure we're going to piss off tons of people for leaving off the guy you think we should.
Absolutely.
But like Shane said, so keep in mind when we make these selections, we are limiting it to guys that we have seen play on the field. And it's, you know, it's not to disrespect the older generation by any means, but mm-hmm. It just always seems kind of like forced to me whenever I see these lists and they're like, well, you know, the damn captain of Army from 1920 to 1922. I mean, he was elite. Like, I never even saw that dude play. Like, I can't make that pick. And so
that's right. I mean, even me, diehard Reggie White fan, but I honestly never went to a game and watched him play. So how's it fair for me to put him on this list? So
right.
A lot of greats will be left off. I'm sure we're going to hear about it. But, you know, I'm 37. So if you're curious how old I am, 37 years old. So that's as far back as I'm going, you know, from when I can start remembering these kids play ball in college. So, so good point there, Mark.
All right, Shane, so I'm going to let you pick first, and I'm going to let you go literally any order you want, any position. Mm-hmm. So we'll just go pick by pick. We're just picking a starting lineup for offense, defense, and kicker and punter. So who you got, Shane, first overall pick in the—
Wait. Before we go.
Yes, sir.
Can you do the breakdown so people at home can see, like, how many quarterbacks should we take and how many running backs? So on and so forth.
Absolutely. So we're just going to have one quarterback each,
mm-hmm.
two running backs each, three receivers, a tight end, five offensive linemen, defensive end, three mm-hmm. defensive linemen, another—
Wait, two defensive ends, three defensive linemen, right?
Yeah, sorry. Shane's already corrected me here. Three linebackers, two corners, two safeties, kicker, punter, and then special teams. I'm looking at that more of like kick returner type.
Right. Okay. All right. All right, man. And two, when I think about, because it's a lot like fantasy football, Mike, it's not who you think is the best, you know, mm-hmm. because it could get you in trouble, because there's some areas on this list that there's a limited number of athletes you can pick from. So, yes, it may be easy to pick an offensive line now, but there may be 30 other linemen that are just near as good, you know. Right. So you got to be careful. And that's why for the first pick in the what do we call this thing? Doesn't matter. The first pick I'm going to go with, and this is going to catch you way off guard, Mike. It's going to catch everybody off guard. But because of the way I want to run my offense, I'm going with running back Darren McFadden from Arkansas. I just think, you know, he got snubbed for the Heisman two straight times. The kid was an absolute dynamite with the rock in his hand. He's a power running back. He was able to just get vertical. He runs the style of offense he plays the style of offense that I want my team to go with. So I know it's crazy to pick him out of the gate first, but I just have a feeling he was on your list, so I snagged him first.
Okay, no, that's a good pick. I like that one. Now, if you think that's a surprise, Shane, I don't think you're going to see this one coming. I think this guy, for my money, he was on a loaded team, and I don't want to say he got overshadowed. That's not probably the right term, but I think on one of the most dominant, maybe not a dynasty, but a run we've seen in recent SEC history, I think he was the best mm-hmm. overall player and the one that made everything work. First overall pick, because I just don't think there's another player like him on the board.
Damn it, I know who it is too.
I'm going Percy Harvin.
Shit!
Florida Gators receiver.
That was my second pick, Mike. Just that I wanted to get that hybrid X factor. You messed my whole list up, because I'm with you, man. I mean, if you remember when Percy was playing, it didn't matter what side, what part of the field that kid was on, you had to consider him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because whether it was for a reverse or whether it was for a screen or whether it didn't matter. Urban Meyer always had something for Percy, you know, mm-hmm. in his game. So that's a great pick, man. I should have went with that one.
Yeah, it didn't matter if he was punching his coach. He was too good not to play. So that's just how damn good Percy Harvin was.
Well, you know, in fantasy football, Mike, I like to lock up the running back position. So I'm going to go ahead and do that now. I've got my heavy hitter with Run DMC. Now, this is college Run DMC, not banged up, injured Run DMC in the NFL. But I'm going to go with somebody near and dear to my heart, because we've made signs for this guy, Mike. You remember? I don't know if you remember back in the day, game day, but Carnell Cadillac Williams. And some people say he is the reason that Fulmer lost his job. I don't know if you're in that wagon, but You know, there was a lot of people predicting him to go to the University of Tennessee. He ended up going to Auburn and breaking Bo Jackson's record for the most touchdowns. I mean, this kid did it while sharing it with other guys. The guy's an absolute beast in college football, and I think he pairs well with Darren McFadden because I've got my heavy hitter and I got my man coming out of the backfield. So second pick for Shane is Carnell Cadillac Williams.
Oh, nice. I appreciate that one, Shane, because now I'm going to be able to lock up my Gator duo here. This an easy one for me. Second round pick. I'm going Tim Tebow. Now I got my quarterback, got my all-star receiver. I think Tim Tebow, I still don't understand how Mark Ingram won the Heisman over him that his final year there. I know Alabama won the game head-to-head, but Tim Tebow should be in that group with Archie Griffin, the only two-time Heisman winner. I think that that would have been an easy decision for me. But that's where I'm going. Tim Tebow, number two overall.
It's a hell of a pick, Mike, I'm telling you. And two championships, 3 years, that's hard to beat. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm kind of torn on this one. But I think I'm going to move on because you've already locked down the quarterback position. But I think you know where I was heading. I'm going to circle back around to that one, and I'm going to surprise you with my third pick. We're going down to, oh, man, there's so many great players, Mike. I think I need a receiver. You know, you stole my Percy Harvin. You could easily lock down some of these other great cats. Well, as a Tennessee fan, there was one receiver that scared me to death ever since he came out of high school, number one prospect at the receiver position. I was always worried about this guy. And then there was a game when Mr. Julio Jones caught 12 passes for 221 yards against Tennessee, and I felt like we just got destroyed by one single man. That's the type of athlete I want on my team. So I'm going with receiver, big cat, Julio Jones. That's not even his nickname, but I'm making it up as we go, Mike.
That's a nice pick. I like that one. Yeah, I mean, he was the
big physical receiver, you know?
He really got the Nick Saban dynasty rolling there when he committed to play there.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have, you know, how they have now at Alabama where every player's in the NFL. I mean, this was like the first of the many that would come through there. So, yeah.
Let me ask you just a real quick side note on this one because I've read a lot, watched a lot on Alabama's dynasty, and a lot of people have Julio Jones circled as that, I guess that key cog, if you will. He was the one that transformed this team into the place to be. Did you get that kind of vibe when Julio was down there? Did he change the culture, do you think? Or do you think that was more just a great class type of thing?
Yeah, I think it just really has to do more with the fact that the entire program got turned around so much and kids really want to go where, you know, you can have success, you can go on to the NFL. So I don't really think you can put a ton of that on one player to turn around the culture, but I think you do need that dominant type player like a Julio Jones to, you know, I can't recall his recruitment, but I know, you know, he could have went literally anywhere and a lot of the other places, at least before he had arrived to college, look like better options potentially than Alabama. But you just need that first big domino to fall to say, hey, I believe in Nick Saban, I believe where this thing's going. And of course, you know, he turned out to be absolutely correct there.
Yeah, okay, all right, man. I just want to make sure I got the right pick. So all right, where are you going next, Mike?
I think I'm gonna, this may surprise you a little bit here, I'm going to flip to the other side of the ball, and I'm going to go with the linebacker. This is the best linebacker I've ever seen in college football, and there's been a many, but my favorite of all time, Patrick Willis, Ole Miss middle linebacker. I mean, hell, when he went to the 49ers, he was awesome, but you know, we're trying to keep this just college. He was on some Ed Orgeron teams that were just god-awful, but he was always the best player on the field. There was even a season, I believe, where, you know, remember, They still do it nowadays, but not as much. When you break your hand, they got to put you in that damn club.
Yeah.
He had the club, and he still led the SEC in tackles and with one arm. So Patrick Willis has always been my favorite defender in SEC history. So I'm going Patrick Willis, third overall.
That's a good one, Mike. That is a real good one. Well, you've got a nice quarterback. You've got a gifted receiver already. So I think I want to go ahead and try to lock some of these guys down with the best cornerback that probably ever played college football. And that is one Patrick Peterson. Not only was he just an absolute unit on defense, but he was a fantastic special teams player too. So if my special teamer gets banged up, I can always throw Patrick in there. But yeah, Patrick Peterson, you know, lock it down. I mean, that's what he is. He was a lockdown cornerback. That was back in the day when they started talking about islands, you know, Peterson Island.
Yep.
That was one that was floating around. So I'm going to go with him as my next pick.
All right, Shane, I hate to do this to you, but I got to get this guy before you get him. And I got a feeling now that you switched to the defensive side of the ball, you're already thinking about it. But I think the inside of my linebacking core could not possibly be any better. I'm going Al Wilson, fourth overall pick. And now I got the two best linebackers, in my opinion, maybe ever in the SEC.
I won't argue with that, Mike. I had him. He's my number one linebacker pick right here. I just thought with you getting Patrick, there was a chance I could get him later. I made the mistake here. So I'm going to tell you right now, you cannot have an offense. I mean, you can have the greatest linebackers in the world. But if you don't have the greatest defensive tackles in the world, it makes those guys not as dangerous as one would think. So before we get too carried away, I'm gonna get some love on these big hogs, and I've got Glenn Dorsey from LSU coming to home. That I just think one of the most dominant. You talk about turn on the highlight reel, this guy. You know what I'm saying? Right. Just mopping them. He grabbing grown ass men, throwing them around. Glenn Dorsey was in a league of his own, still is, anchoring down the center of my defensive front. So I'm going to go with Dorsey, the first defensive tackle off the board.
Man, that one hurt, Shane. That was my number one defensive lineman as well. But I think while you've done that, I think I'll get my number one edge rusher here.
This guy was everywhere.
This guy was a machine, multi-time All-American. I believe he leads every damn Georgia record they have down there for getting to the quarterback. I'm going, and I think he would have had a hell of an NFL career if he didn't get hurt there. But I'm going David Pollack, defensive end. That's my fifth round choice.
Oh, that's a good one because he wasn't even on my list, Mike. You know why? Because I hate him that bad. Say what you want, man. David Pollack had an absolute motor, and now it's his mouth. So here we go to the hey, let's just go ahead and lock down this defensive front, man. I've got big Glenn Dorsey. Man, can you imagine pairing it with a nice big John Henderson?
Ooh.
I mean, that would be an absolute unit. You talk about the Great Wall. That would be those two guys. So I'm going to go ahead and lock down my defensive front with Glenn Dorsey and big John Henderson. And I love – this is one of my personal faves, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try I said I'm not going to pick too many Tennessee fans or too many players because I'm a huge fan of them, but – there was something about Big John when he played. I mean, he was a wrecking ball. I mean, he was a sacking machine at defensive line. You know, he's 6'9", I think. He's a giant. Every time he had a sack or a tackle, man, Neyland Stadium would rock, and they'd play that song and be like, Big John. So I just, ever since then, man, I've just always been a huge fan of him. So Big John Henderson coming home.
Okay, that's not a bad pick at all. I like that. Now, I've gone David Pollack there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I feel like we're loading up on linemen here, but I think this guy, criminally underrated outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, the best pass rusher in school history. It's not even old Reggie White, brother. It's Derek Barnett. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go with him, number six overall. Now that I got Derek Barnett, David Pollock, good luck throwing the ball because you're going to be getting sacked every day in play.
Well, just because I know this guy is toward the top of your list because he's toward the top of my heart, Mike, and I hate to go two Tennessee Vols back-to-back, but Eric Berry, come on down. One of the best safeties to ever play the game. I was really rooting for him there at the end, you know, because he had the opportunity to I think it was a record for most interception yards returned.
Mm-hmm.
Barely missed it, but just an absolute unit. True freshman, came out of the gates. You just knew this kid was going to be a star. He was a star. He started at the next level as well. So strong safety, yeah, I'm going to go with Eric Berry.
Okay, I like that one. I'm also going to start building up my secondary. I've not made a pick there yet, but I think the guy had his career not, you know, he's had some issues during his time, but he still went down as an all-timer. He's still getting it done in the NFL. One of my favorite players, most exciting players in SEC history on the defensive side of the ball, Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger. I mean, my God, he probably would have, I don't know if he would have won the Heisman, but he was damn up for it before he got kicked off LSU's team. I mean, how unusual is it for a – and that's a guy that I can slot in at safety, corner. I mean, I could put him all over the field, nickel. So, Tyrann Mathieu, that's my seventh pick.
Yeah, not bad. And, if the kid didn't have so many off-field issues, you could have been talking about him as an all-time college great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And since we're on the, I mean, I feel like I just got to lock this defense down because that's where we're at, Mike. So I've got Patrick Peterson on one side. I'm going to put the all-time dual threat Champ Bailey on the other side. I just think, you know, before dual threat really came out, you know, playing both sides of the ball, it felt like Champ was the one that just kind of cleared the path, you know, that he made it possible. You know, it was always one side. You know, you're either playing offense or defense, and Champ was just a freak athlete. And I remember being scared of him, you know. I was hoping that we wouldn't throw toward him because he would always make you pay. So I'm going to have to go with the other side of cornerback, Champ Bailey.
Okay. I'm going to make the first offensive line selection of either of us. I'm going to try to get my guy while I can get him. I'm going Alabama offensive lineman Barrett Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Two-time All-American.
Where are you going to put him?
Well, that's the thing. It depends on how the rest of this draft rolls out. But right now, put him at offensive guard. This guy could play all five positions. I think he was clearly best at the interior. He played center. He played all over the field. But I think his best position was guard. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for him in the NFL. But again, this is a college draft. And I just think he was an all-timer at the SEC level.
Yeah, and that's a real good pick, and it scares me. I'm going to have to alter my draft just a little bit because I like Barrett mainly because he could bounce around. He could do just a little bit of everything. But one position that it was hard for me to feel, and I feel like I just need to go ahead and set it up now, and that's the center, man. There's not too many greats out there, but Maurkice Pouncey is the all-time great, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan, so maybe I'm just a little partial. I mean, granted, he did play at the Gators, you know, so I'm going to have to deduct a few points. But I just think all-around freak athlete, the guy was fantastic, still is fantastic. So I'm going Pouncey at center.
All right, well, just to update my team, Shane, because that was my center.
Well, I thought
Jones was going to be center now for me because he can play. That's the beauty of a Barrett Jones, brother. He can play any position on that offensive line. So, Barrett Jones, he's going to be my center now. Let's see, next pick here.
Aren't you kind of surprised he didn't become something? You know, mm-hmm. I'm a gambling man. If I had to put any money on a lineman succeeding at the next level, I mean, it's 4.0. He's the total package, dude, and it just kind of blew my mind that he did not make it at the next level.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the story of, unfortunately, a lot of these guys, you know what?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. All right.
All right, I think I'm going to grab this guy before you get him, Shane, before it comes down to it. But I think, you know, I talked up Percy Harvin. Nothing wrong with him by any means, but I think the single most dominant receiving season I've ever seen in SEC history belongs to my man, Amari Cooper. He's going to be my guy next to Harvin. So I've got, you know, the Percy Harvin can kind of do it all. Amari Cooper can be kind of that number one option. I think that's the perfect receiver complement. So that's where I'm going with my ninth pick, Amari Cooper.
Nice. How many defensive linemen did we have to pick?
we've got five.
We got picked five defensive linemen?
Yes, sir.
Wait, not counting defensive ends. We got two defensive ends.
Three defensive linemen.
All right, man. Well, might as well have the best while we're here, you know? you got to control those trenches, man. You're getting the offensive line, so I got to get some guys to go against them. So I'm going to go with my boy Nick Fairley from Auburn. I love his interviews. I loved his play in college ball. I think this is one of those guys that we look back 10, 15 years from now and say, dude, he was freaking awesome. And Auburn's put a lot of talent in the NFL. I just think Nick still had some growing to do, but, he came out early, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think if he would have stuck around one more season, we would have been talking about, you know, one of the all-time greatest. But I still think, you know, raw talent, as good as he was, he's just tough to beat. And now I've got three of the best defensive linemen just anchoring down the front. I mean, you can't even run. I don't care who you put at running back, Mike. It ain't happening.
Well, I better load up my offensive line then, Shane. And I don't know if this is a fair pick because he's still playing, but I still think he's been the most dominant player on his team since the moment he arrived, and he's dealt with issue after issue, yet he keeps coming back strong. I'm going with Trey Smith as my next pick, offensive guard. And now I got him paired with Barrett Jones, and I really feel good about the offensive line that I'm building right now.
I felt personal, Mike, you know? I felt like he stretched a little bit on that one. So, damn, that's a good one. All right, Mike, I think I'm going to switch back to offense. I like where I'm at with defense, but we got to get some damn points, man. Mm-hmm. And so I've already got the number one, I think, best receiver to play. But I may surprise you with who I think could be the second best receiver. And he's still growing, man. I'm going to go to LSU again. And I'm going to pick one, Ja'Marr Chase, coming off one of the greatest seasons of college football I've ever seen. And it's just amazing that we get to see it one more year. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to, at the end of his career, I think we're going to look back and say, you know what? It's easy. I mean, it's easy to get sucked into Julio's and AJ Green's and receivers from the past. And sometimes you forget the ones that are in the present. And I really think Ja'Marr Chase is going to be one of those athletes. 10, 15 years from now, we're going to be talking about one of the best receivers to ever come through college football. So on the other side of Julio, I got Ja'Marr Chase.
No, that's a good pick. I like that one. All right, let's see here. For my next pick, I'm going to stick with the linebackers here. Finish up my linebacking core. Shane's not even got a linebacker, so I'll have the three best in my opinion. And I hate to even throw out an extra name because I think you'll just grab him, but I almost picked Josh Allen, but he was nothing against him. I mean, hell, I thought he was the most dominant defensive player his last year at the Kentucky. He's obviously a top 10 pick, but one guy that, in my opinion, just dominant at the collegiate level, didn't translate to the NFL for whatever reason, but I'm going to go with Jarvis Jones from Georgia, Shane. That guy, he only played 2 years at Georgia. He had 28 sacks. I mean, my God, he was a beast. And I know he went to your Steelers, like I said, didn't really live up to the hype necessarily.
Yeah.
But
not yet.
In college, just one of the most dominant pass rushers I've ever seen. Now I got Pollock, Derek Barnett, Jarvis Jones. I mean, I think I'm going to be getting to the quarterback every time.
Well, I don't know about that, Mike, you know. I mean, it does worry me about the quarterback. Obviously, let's get this one out of the way. I've been holding off because I don't need to make the selection. You've already made a quarterback selection with Tim Tebow. you know what? That'd be stupid. I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to hold off. I'm going to hold off on that. And I'm going to pick a tight end, a position that there really isn't a lot of talent to pull from. I don't think, I mean, in years past, there's been some great athletes. Don't get me wrong. But, oh man, I'm going to get some shit for this one, Mike. But when you think of some of the great tight ends of the SEC history, there's a two or three, maybe four names that pop up on your list. It's a short.
Can I guess before you even make it?
Oh, I think you know exactly who it's going to be.
Aaron Hernandez.
That's right. Aaron Hernandez. He was just, I know he's had some off-field stuff, obviously. You know, he's apparently not a good person. Okay, I get that. But he was a fantastic tight end when he was down there in Florida. And, I mean, not only just a good blocker, but a great catching. He was a receiver, dude. He kind of changed the style of tight end play. You know, when you think of guys like Evan Engram and Hunter Henry and things like that, that all started from that Aaron Hernandez role. So, like I said, I'm probably going to catch a lot of grief over this one. But my tight end is going to be college version Aaron Hernandez. On the field, Aaron Hernandez.
You know what's interesting about that pick, Shane? That's your 12th pick? Yeah. I think that's how many felonies he committed down there in Gainesville. So good one, good one with that. I like that. That's a good pick. All right, so now I've locked up some offensive linemen on the interior. I gotta get me a tackle, Shane, and I think the best. You know, it's hard to really measure these guys against each other. Offensive line is such a subjective kind of position. There's obviously not stats out there you can pull from, but I thought the most dominant offensive tackle that I've seen in the SEC was Texas A&M's Luke Jokel. I think I plug him in at left tackle, and I think I've got 3/5 of an outstanding offensive line.
I'm going to go ahead and lock down this receiving cord, Mike. I've got Julio. I've got Ja'Marr Chase. I'm going to go with the best receiver to ever play for South Carolina, and that's Alshon Jeffrey. The guy was an absolute unit, a force to be reckoned with, and he's just one of those – he just had it kind of mentality. Like, you know, there's so many players that come through on your team, if you think about years past, that can just change the whole outcome of a game. And he had the motor. You know, he made the tough catches. I'd love to have somebody like Percy. Don't get me wrong, just that little hybrid role. But I'm going to go with three big physical, fast, explosive receivers with Julio, Ja'Marr, Alshon Jeffrey. I think that's the best receiving core that you can have right there.
All right, now I'm going to make another pick on that same. He was from that same university, Shane, but I'm going to need some help on this defensive line. I'm going with Mr. I know he wasn't always didn't always seem to be motivated, but when he was, my God, he was a force to be reckoned with. I'm going Jadeveon Clowney.
Wait. I thought you already had two defensive ends.
I'm putting him on the defensive line. He can play all over the field.
No, you can't be doing that, Mike. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? You can't put Clowney at nose guard.
We're not putting him at nose guard. I'm putting him.
Jeez. What kind of game are we playing here? You know what? You can put him, but it doesn't. That one hurt, Mike.
No, it's a good pick. I forgot he was on the board.
Well, because I didn't think I needed to get my defensive ends right now. But apparently, do I need to get a quarterback in case you decide to move one back at punter?
I might put one at receiver.
Jeez Louise. All right, man. So, Clowney. So, you got Clowney.
Mm-hmm.
Who else you got? Pollock.
Mm-hmm. He could play inside, too. He was a big-ass guy, Pollock.
And who else you got?
Derek Barnett.
You know what? I still don't think you got. You know, don't get me wrong. Pollock, great. Okay, I get that. You know, he's got the records. Clowney, like you said, we're talking. What did he do in college? That's up in the air. You know, there was the one hit he had against Michigan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome. But you know what? I'm willing I may lock down this defensive end spots with two Florida guys. And I'm going to start with the freak, Javon Curse. You know, regardless of the size of his hands, you know, the guy was a machine. And probably like when he came out and played for the Titans, you know, that's when you got to appreciate everything he did for the University of Florida when you went back and looked at it. Of course, granted, I think he played a little bit more of a linebacker role back then. But I am going to put, since we're moving people around all of a sudden, I'm going to put the freak on one of the edge.
I got you. My next pick, Shane, Alex Brown. No, I'm just kidding. No.
You bastard. I probably shouldn't have said that.
No, I'm not picking him. I'm going to go – I think I'm going to – I need to lock down a corner. And now that you're talking Florida, you got me thinking Joe Hayden. I thought he was one of the better cornerbacks we've ever seen at the SEC level. So I'm going Joe Hayden with my 14th pick, and that's – he's my first corner off the board.
And well, let me go ahead and lock my safeties down. I've got Eric Berry already, so let's go ahead and go with Mark Barron on the other side.
Ooh, good one.
I mean, there's another one I had pretty close on this list, but I just think when you think of all-time greatest safeties, those two names are the first that come up, and I think I got a steal there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. That's a solid pick. Now, I'm going to go another this may be a little bit of an underrated pick, but I thought, you know, of all the dominant defensive linemen that Alabama has had, I think my favorite one personally, Jonathan Allen. He can play, I mean, pretty much all over that defensive line. But, you know, he's starred on the inside of that 4-3 defense. And that's where, you know, I'm probably not going to be running a 3-4 based on all these damn guys I got here on my line here. But Jonathan Allen, kick him inside. I think that's a making of a hell of an off defensive line right there.
Okay. Well, just I'm going to go ahead and get my other defensive end before you screw this thing up. And I'm going to surprise you. I thought about going with Alex. All right. He was up there. But, I mean, if you talk about in the prime, okay, a lot of people say Alex is better than Curse, okay? A lot of people say Alex is better than this guy I'm about to mention. But I don't know. In their prime, Myles Garrett was pretty tough, dude. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you watch him, granted, he got in a little bit of trouble, you know, ripping somebody's head off last year in the NFL. But the guy is, I mean, he's built like a Greek god, dude. And the guy is amazing, amazing talent, amazing athlete. I don't think we saw his best in college, but, you know, if he would have stuck around one more year, we may have. So I'm going to go with Myles Garrett here at defensive end.
Yeah, it just seemed like any time he was, you know, dead set on getting to the quarterback, I mean, there was literally nothing you could do to stop him. All right, well, you're gobbling up all these defensive linemen. Got me a little nervous here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to complete the interior of my offensive line. I'm going with former Mississippi State star Gabe Jackson. I think he's the best offensive lineman to ever come out of that school. So now I got Gabe Jackson, Barry Jones, Trey Smith. I'm feeling pretty good about the interior of my offensive line.
Okay. Well, you're going to need them, buddy, because we're going to be bringing it. And let's see here. My list is looking pretty good. I'm getting all the people I wanted. It's like you're not even trying. Well, let's get some linebackers, Mike. You know, we got to get some of those. You got some good ones. You got Al Wilson's probably my favorite linebacker to ever play college football. I'm with you. Patrick Willis was an absolute machine. Jarvis Jones went to Pittsburgh, so I've got a soft spot for him. But this guy, when you think of mean, when you think of ugly, when you think of just a intimidating defensive linebacker, this guy, I mean, this guy blew my mind. I've never seen somebody look like this before. In fact, I attempted neck exercises after I seen him. But Takeo Spikes was have you ever seen the neck girth on this guy? I mean, he just looked like he could kill you. Like if you had to go down a dark alley and you had to pick one person to go with, Takeo was the guy. You know what I'm saying? He just, I don't know. He was intimidating. He was a great athlete. I think he would be a fantastic add at linebacker. I think he just fit my defense perfect because I got these big uglies up front. So my first linebacker off the board is Takeo Spocks.
Mm, I like that. Yeah, he was a hell of a player, and then obviously went on to probably an even better NFL career. So,
right, yeah. 40-inch neck. I did these neck. Okay, so let me explain real quick. They cut out this new machine at the gym or at the locker room there, or at our high school, whatever you want to call it. And it had like these two things that you put your face in, like you're putting your face in a crack, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like butt cheeks. And then you put the plates on the backside, and then you focus on pretty much saying yes. You know what I'm saying? So, it sounds bad when you say it like this, but the only reason I worked out that summer when we got that machine was because of Takeo Spocks. I said, he's got to be using this machine. It's got to. I mean, that's what he's doing. And it did not work that well. In fact, I think I hurt myself on that damn machine. And I don't even know if that's like a real machine anymore, you know. But I just thought that was funny. Sorry. Memory lane there. Takeo Spocks machine. That's what I called it.
All right, Chad, I'm going to try to hurry this one up. I'm going to make a quick selection here. Finish up my offensive line, Cam Robinson, Shane. Remember, if you recall, he broke some federal laws there, but he was so damn good. Nick Saban found a way to keep him on the field. Now he's on my team. Now he's my problem. But I got a full offensive line here. I'm going to put Cam Robinson as my other tackle.
First time I ever saw a picture of Cam Robinson, I was like, who's this 40-year-old? The man did. He looked old back in the day. So anyway, you got your whole offensive line taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your offensive line? So I can mark some of these names off. Barrett's gone.
Luke Jokel.
Jokel's gone.
Gabe Jackson, Trey Smith, and Cam Robinson.
Okay. All right. I still think we're good. Good shape there. All right. Where do I want to go next, Mark?
That's what we're all waiting for.
I know. We pretty much got everybody locked down here. I guess I got to get some linemen. I guess that's how this works. But if you've got your line already locked up, let me go over here 1 second. Hang out with me for a second. All right, I guess I better get some linebackers, Mike. Linebackers, damn, I still got to get two more. So let's go with Mr. McClain there at Alabama. I think, you know, this is a guy that was he was the heart and soul of Saban's first defense, you know, there in Alabama. So I think if you're gonna be putting all these stars and studs out there on that defensive side, you got to have a captain to direct him. And I think Rolando McClain is the perfect fit for this defense that I'm trying to run.
All right, Shane. Well, I think it's time for me to start drafting some running backs here. So I'm going to go with a guy that I thought had the single most dominant individual performance I've ever seen in my life. SEC football, hell, all of college football. I'm giving the rock every single time to Derrick Henry. And if I got Tim Tebow and Derrick Henry in the backfield, good luck. Good luck slowing those guys down.
That's not bad. I don't know. Do you think he's – I mean, there's been so many great Alabama running backs.
None like Derrick Henry, though.
You don't think so? I mean, look at Mark Ingram. I mean, he's a freak. I mean, there's a reason he won the Heisman. I mean, even – I watch him today, you know, as old as he is, and I hate to say he's old because I'm a lot older than he is, but, you know – you know, watching him against the Ravens, dude, he's still got it, man. He's still got that motor. He's just, I don't know. There's just something about him.
Mm-hmm.
So you think right now Derrick Henry is the best Alabama running back to ever coach? Because that's basically what you're saying right now.
Yeah, I mean, I believe his junior year, I think he rushed for 2,200-something yards. I mean, that's something you can't do in the NFL with that many games. You know what I mean?
So. No. I got you.
I mean, he was just put the team on his back, just like he did the Titans, just like he did his high school team.
Mm-hmm. Well, if anybody's going to tackle him, it's going to be this next linebacker, Mike. It's going to be C.J. Mosley. I figure if we're going to stay in Alabama, let's just stay down there. So I'm going to pick him up. I think my linebackers are going to do better than yours just because they're better athletes. But no, I'm just kidding. You've got some really good ones. But I just think my defensive front so stout that it's going to free up these guys a little bit longer. And that half second, that makes C.J. Mosley a lot like Al Wilson. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with that one.
All right. Now, how about this selection, Shane, for my second running back? This was a really, really tough one. I almost went Benny Snell. Mm-hmm. I also like Kevin Faulk. That's a guy I think, obviously, he's a coach now at LSU, but he put together some fantastic seasons, all-timer there at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this may not be fair because I'm factoring in the fact that this guy got hurt and bounced back in such a huge way. I think that says a lot about him physically, mentally, and just in the leadership department. But I'm going Nick Chubb, my second running back. Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb. You're talking two of the best running backs of all time in the SEC. I'll take Nick Chubb.
See, again, I think you're wrong, man. I wouldn't. And let me just say this. Georgia's had a lot of great running backs to come through there.
Mm-hmm.
I would say just I don't know. I think somebody like, what's his name, got cut there from the Rams the other day.
Mm-hmm. Todd Gurley.
I think Todd Gurley was a better running back. I think Sean Marino was close to being as good as Nick Chubb. And I know that sounds – does that sound crazy? You think that's crazy?
No, that's not crazy because I actually initially had Todd Gurley over Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't do it, man, because I just think that there's like a – there's like an it factor with Nick Chubb that just kind of elevates him, and I think that's a big reason why Georgia went to the national championship game was because of Nick Chubb and his leadership and everything off the field, and that's part of the reason I'm taking him here.
Okay. All right, man. Well, Mike, I guess I need to pick up some offensive linemen here.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't take Chris Samuels yet, did you?
No, sir.
I mean, the guy literally never gave up a sack. It'd be tough to – man, it just feels like I'm picking all Bama, though.
You are a big Bama homer.
Jeez. All right, let's don't do that just yet. Let's go offensive guard. I'm going to get my boy Brandon Burlesworth. Oh, nice. You know, yeah. It's hard not to have – my team's got to have this kid. I mean, you talk about heart and soul. He will be the heart and soul of this offense front. He walked onto this team as well, you know, and he did good things. And I just think he's – I don't know. I think he would make the other players around him play harder, you know, because he wasn't given the opportunity like some of these guys were.
Mm-hmm.
And just an absolute – I don't know. He's always got a soft spot in my heart, so no doubt he's going to be on my team.
Well, staying there with the Razorbacks, that's where I'm going to go to pick up my tight end, Shane. I'm going Hunter Henry, who mm-hmm. I thought, you know, if you look at his, you can't just really go by stats sometimes, and particularly at the tight end position, but he was a guy that was as dominant of a blocker as he was a pass catcher, very heady player. Of course, he was the inspiration for the Henry Heave that beat Ole Miss. I mean, he was a very intelligent player, one of the best athletes at the tight end position, I think. You know, you're talking about tight ends in SEC history, not a lot of dominant ones, but outside of Aaron Hernandez, the Hunter Henry, I had him right there with him. Obviously played in a more of a pro-style, pounded-out offense, so mm-hmm. just wasn't going to put up the stats of an Aaron Hernandez, but I'd put Hunter Henry right there with him if you're talking overall tight end ability.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm a huge fan, and I think his little brother's going to be just as good. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might as well go Chris Samuels. I already hinted at it. I mean, the guy is just, he was great. He was great when he was there at Alabama. Never allowed a sack. He's just again, another, you can't go wrong with Chris Samuels. So, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with him at a tackle spot. So I've got one tackle, one guard, and a center. Okay. All right.
All right. So how about this mix up for, I'm going to finalize my receiving core here, Shane. And this is a guy you may you know, I don't know if everyone's going to remember him. You got to be a little bit older, but one of the most dominant seasons. Hell, he had two great seasons that I can recall. I think he's a perfect complement to what I want to do at receiver. I almost went Jordan Matthews from Vanderbilt. He was one of my favorite all-time players, but I think his game is similar to Amari Cooper, so I didn't want to go, you know, I don't want to call them possession receivers, but they kind of fit that mold. So I'm going a little outside the box. I'm going with an elite route runner. This is a guy that had just under 3,000 receiving yards in two seasons, and this is back when the SEC, outside of Steve Spurrier, wasn't really throwing it around. So, you know, these stats are inflated now, but this guy was killing it. Josh Reed from LSU, one of my favorite all-time SEC receivers. And I think with him, Percy Harvin, Amari Cooper, I got a little bit of everything there, and I think they complement each other really well.
Okay, we'll go with it. It's not that I don't think that he's a great receiver. You know, I think he was then. You know what I'm saying? Right. I just – could he – do you think in your mind right now if he were to be – let's say he was on Alabama's team last year. Mm-hmm. What rank would you put him as far as the receivers on? Or let's say LSU. Let's just say LSU, while he was down there. Do you think he's still the best receiving receiver on that team?
I mean, it's hard to say because it was just kind of like different. It's almost different eras, you know, because this guy played over a decade ago. But, yeah, I think he would have torn up in an LSU system that was throwing it 50 to 60 times as opposed to, you know, 20 times, yet still having 3,000 yards receiving in 2 years. I think great players can, they'd find a way to be great in different systems.
That's good. That's good. You should write that down, Mike. next one, I'm going to go, hell, they made a movie of this guy. So, Sandra, and plus I get to see Sandra one more time, you know. So, I'm going to go Michael Moore, you know. We weren't able to get him back in the day, but I'm able to get him now. So,
nice. That's a good one. All right. How about this one, Shane? I'm going to lock up my defensive line. This was a tough one. I almost want to go. Man, this is tough. I think I'm going to flip my pick here. I think I'm going to do it. I almost went Richard Seymour. He's a hell of a player, but I'm a little afraid that what he did in the NFL, you know, with the Patriots, kind of made his college days look even better. Not that he was an outstanding college player, but I think the next, I'm going to go with a more current player. I'm going Derrick Brown, Auburn. That's going to finalize my defensive line there. And nothing against, like I said, Richard Seymour. I'm kind of really torn on these picks, but I think I definitely need help in the middle. And I, not to say Richard Seymour couldn't do it, but I just give a slight advantage there to Derrick Brown. And hell, if he goes on to have a, you know, a borderline Hall of Fame NFL career, I think that'll be a wise pick.
Absolutely, man. And solid player. I mean, he's number fifth on my list because I already got the three I wanted. But yeah, definitely good for your team, Mike. Good.
Thanks. I appreciate that one, Shane. I appreciate that one.
All right, where are we at here? I've got everybody, right, except for another lineman. Those are pretty slim. So I've got it narrowed down between two. I got Chance Warmack and Larry Warford.
Yeah.
I'm going to go – let's give the Big Blue Nation some love, Mike, and I'm going to go Larry Warford here for my last guard spot here.
Oh, nice. So you've locked up your offensive line. Chris Samuels, Brandon Bolesworth, Marquise Pouncey, Wolford and Michael Orr. That's a hell of an offensive line.
Yeah, I'll take that, man. I'm taking that to the house. I'll tell you, man, I think this may be the greatest team ever assembled now that I think about it. I don't even need a kicker and punter. You know what I'm saying? Especially a punter because we're never going to have to go for it, you know? It's just, okay, get carried away, Mike.
All right, I'm going to lock down my second corner here. Underrated player outside of the state of Mississippi. He's a legend inside the state. Jonathan Banks, paired him with Joe Hayden. That's a lockdown tandem. I'm feeling pretty good about that selection, this late in the draft especially.
Oh, Mike. I'm torn, man. Okay, so we're done, except for special teams, kicker, punter, and my quarterback.
I like how you say – we're done when I've still got picks on the board. But so.
Yeah.
And you still haven't picked a damn quarterback.
Team Shane is almost done. I'm looking at – here's the thing, man. Obviously, I love Peyton Manning. Okay? You get that, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
And if I pick him, of course, I'm going to have to hear, well, he's never beat Florida. He's never – you know, I mean, it's just – he didn't win a Heisman, yada, yada, yada. And it's hard to pick him. And then you got Cam Newton over here. Never lost a college game. Granted, he only played one season. It was a fantastic season. He had like 10,000 yards passing and rushing combined, I think. So it's hard not to pick Cam. But Peyton Manning didn't have Julio Jones, Ja'Marr Chase, and Alshon Jeffrey. If he did, I think he would have whooped Florida then. So I'm going to go Peyton Manning as my quarterback. I'm not turning back.
Okay, Shane. Well, it's a good thing I got some Gators on defense because I know I'm going to beat you every time now. But well, it's funny. It seems like whenever you pick someone from a school, in a weird way, I pick someone from that school as well. And I'm going to continue that tradition here. Because I'm going to finish up my defense with safety Deion Grant, championship pedigree right there. Pair him with Tyrann Mathieu, and that's a hell of a safety core. So now the only three positions now we got: special teams, kicker, punter, and kick returner. Who are you going to pick there?
We talk about beating Florida. Grant is the guy to do it with. So, okay, special teams. Let's go with kicker Daniel Carlson.
Ooh, nice one, Shane.
He was not going to need him much because I'm probably going to go for two, run the score up. But yeah, I'm going to go with Daniel here.
Well, you know, my guy down there at Florida, Eddie Pinero. Uh-huh. I loved watching that kid kick. So that's going to be my kicker. He can hit him from range. He's got an attitude. He'll talk shit on Twitter. I'm going Eddie Pinero.
Oh, you know, I should have went Hot Rod. We could have jammed out, you know, made some CDs. So if my team didn't work out, we can make music. But all right, punter, obviously, flip a coin, one of the Colquitts. I'm going to go with Dustin here, Dustin Colquitt as my punter.
Ooh, that's a nice one, Pete. That would have been my runner-up pick. But I think, for my money, the best punter I've ever seen in college football is Mr. J.K. Scott. So that's where I'm going, Alabama. And he's, of course, doing it now in the NFL, but I'm happy you passed on him. So who you got, kick returner, final pick here, Shane, for team, all SEC, Shane, final selection, special teams, kick returner, who you got?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I've seen a handful of electrifying players in my life, and Tennessee went through some bad years, brother, and the one saving grace that we had when we had Cordarrelle Patterson on our team was, even though we sucked, we still got to see him return punts and kicks, you know?
Yeah.
There was always in the back of your mind, it's like, you know what? Of course they scored, but at least we get to see Cordarrelle, you know? So I don't know. If you ever watch, I mean, if you've never watched him, watch the highlight. You got to check him out once. The kid is just fantastic. He can turn on a dime. He's just a – I mean, you see him now still in the NFL, still doing it. So, special teamer, no doubt in my mind, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Ooh, nice. That's a good one, Shannon. One that I definitely would have picked if you didn't. But I got a nice backup here, and I hate to even say that because he was such an outstanding college player. Now he's doing it in the NFL 1 year into his career. You want to give me a kick returner? I'm going to South Carolina, Shane. I'm going Deebo Samuel. We all know what he can do from the receiver position, but he's just as special as a returner. And, yeah, that's where I'm going with that. So that wraps up our draft. And I think we're both pretty confident, but we're going to put these teams out, let kind of people comment on, maybe vote on which team you think would win, and we'll find out for real who's got the better team, Shane or me. We'll recap all this all over, you know, Reddit and Twitter and all that, but maybe I'll make up some graphics for it, but I'm pretty happy with my team. How about you, Shane?
I'm pretty happy with mine. You know, It's a good thing you got Debo because you're going to need him quite a bit, you know, every time I score his touchdown. Hey, when the new NCAA comes out and they find a way to make these old school players, we need to put this team together and you know, simulate a game. I think that'd be awesome.
Absolutely, Shane. So, like I said, that's all we've got on this one. No news whatsoever going around the SEC. So, you know, give us some feedback. Let us know what you think about this episode, if you like ideas like this, because we're just stretching to give you guys something to listen to. Hopefully you enjoyed our all-time SEC breakdown of these two teams, and let us know who you think got the better team, and feel free to flame us and call us out for missing somebody on your team. That's all part of the fun too.
Absolutely. And I think that's the best part, you know, is because sometimes, you know, it may hit different. You know, some of these players, like when I talk about Julio Jones, you know, I remember him destroying our team, you know, so it stood out. It may not to, you know, a Mississippi State fan that never had to face him or something, you know. So it's just, I don't know. I love talking about the past, you know, because it does help you appreciate the future, man. You know, when you see some of these kids play, you can compare them to some of the greats you've seen. And the older and wiser we get, I don't know if you'd say wiser, but the older we get, Mike, you know, it's fun talking about like my grandfather, man. He used to talk about stories back in the day about this player and that player. And, you know, these guys that couldn't hold a candle in the wind to that Army guy you were talking about. Yeah. So that's it, man. I love college football. I miss it. I hope this thing blows over so we can get it back, Mark.
Well, let me ask you this, Shane, because you know it's going to happen. Over, under, let's set a line here. How many players, you know, after we post this and it goes out and everyone mm-hmm. starts calling us out for leaving out X, Y, and Z player, over, under, how many players we look back and be like, oh, what in the hell were we thinking? Why didn't we have him? I'm thinking it's going to be around 5.
I was thinking 4. I think we've got a real good team. You know, I wasn't prepared for you to take Percy so early because he was definitely going to be my second pick there. So I needed that little twitchy hybrid role position. I don't think I filled that. But, I mean, I got great receivers, but I feel like I missed that. So that's the one I'm kind of curious. Who, you know, as soon as we get off here, I'm going to probably jump on there, do some more research, and think about who I should have got. But that's the one that,
well, I'll tell you too, that were on my board, but when I drafted Percy Harvin, I didn't have it really a need for these two, but two stand out to me. Christian Kirk at Texas A&M was outstanding, and then yeah. Randall Cobb at Kentucky. I was ready to take either one of them if I had to, but I think all Percy Harvin just a step above those two, but they're not that far behind.
Yeah, I figured I'd hear about Kirk, especially when people see Cordero Patterson was picked. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people liked him as just a special teamer, which he was really good. But I don't know, that Arkansas guy. You remember he made us miss like 15 yeah. tackles that one game.
Adams, that was another guy I was potentially going to take as a kick returner as well.
Yeah, so many good ones. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go 5 as well, Mike. That's a good number because I'm pretty sure we're going to be hearing about it shortly.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to do it for this one, Shane. Thanks for joining me and doing this draft with us, and hopefully the fans appreciate it. So, and hope everyone stays safe out there. You know, social distancing important at this time. We got to do what it takes to get us a college football season. And hell, Shane, if they tell me I got to be locked up for 2 to 3 more months just for college football,
I'll do it.
I'd do it too.
Sign me up. How many more drafts we can do, Mike?
Absolutely. So that's going to do it for this one, Shane. And I'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Balls. Thank you.